are now have great joy of witnessing Todd Goldstein and John Platts be baptized, both new folks to our church, but God has graciously worked in their lives a desire to join. So Todd is going to come on down now and get into this chilly water and read his testimony for you.
Gotcha. I was raised in a conservative Jewish home, and after my bar mitzvah at age 13, I left religion behind because the Jewish faith was never really struck me as anything more than a history lesson, and it did not relate to me in any way on how to live in my life. In 2017, as my father fell ill, he began sharing with me that he believed Jesus was the Messiah. On April 1st, 2020, my path crossed with an elderly woman who was struggling to walk in the parking lot of a local supermarket. I went to grab a card for her and reached her just in time as she began to fall. I caught her and held her until she could gain her balance with the card I had provided. She thanked me and whispered, "God bless you," and went on her way into the supermarket. God brought me to her at the exact moment that I was needed. God had been there the whole time, never giving up on me, and I now understood it was always him. I called my aunt in Florida and professed to her that the time had come to admit to myself and to the world that I believe in Jesus as the Messiah, that John 3:16 is real. I believe Jesus paid the penalty for my sins by being the perfect sacrifice on my behalf, and I am now looking forward to surrounding myself with a family of believers to help support and guide me in my journey with Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Those who are live streaming can hear. It has been a wonderful privilege of mine to get to know Todd, and Nathan has been working alongside of me in seeing him discipled and grow in his understanding of God's word and walking through the church's constitution and its doctrinal statement. And I look forward to seeing God continue to be at work in Todd's life as he's a new believer. He got saved just less than a year ago, last spring, and what a joy it is to see him desire to be a part of our church family and commit to it. Now we'll hear from John now.
I grew up in California in a Christian home. My adult life, however, has not been consistent with acceptance of the free gift of Jesus Christ as offered. Nevertheless, I've recently been enlightened to the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ, which is to cleanse my sinful soul and intercede before God on my behalf. As a result, I am happy and gracious to be part of an everlasting kingdom with God, Jesus, and all those who believe. I humbly do accept the gift Jesus has offered. Now that I have accepted the gift of everlasting salvation and have been made pure before God through Jesus Christ, I wish to proclaim my happiness through baptism. I would greatly value membership with the Bible Church in Port Washington. I look forward to regular fellowship with the members of the Bible Church. I anticipate the leaders and members of the Bible Church to guide and nurture me throughout my life here, and will eagerly await our eternal salvation together with God.
It's been a tremendous joy as well to get to know John these past couple months. And when John first came to the Bible Church, he didn't know what salvation was yet. And he and I got together, and there are some folks, when you're sharing the gospel with them, there's some arguing, good arguing, right, trying to convince. With John, it was not so. With John, I simply read verses. I simply read scripture to him, and the Lord had worked in his heart in such a way that he was ripe for the picking, you could say, all right? Falling off the branch, that God had done an incredible salvation work in his life, to bring him to the point of trusting in Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I look forward to seeing God continue to work in your life, John, as a part of our church.
I baptize you, my brother, based upon your profession of faith and fruit in your life, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried in likeness of his body, raised to walk in newness of life.